Mayor de Blasio's latest plan to address the homeless crisis is to build 90 new shelters over the next 5 years. He wants to help homeless New Yorkers stay in the neighborhoods they're coming from and make the distribution of shelters across the city more fair. But as WNYC's Mirella Ivorak reports, achieving both those goals at once may be difficult.
When the mayor announced his plan, he said the shelter he's opening in Crown Heights next month is a perfect example of what he's trying to achieve.
You're going to see something you never saw before. 132 families, overwhelmingly from Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Literally, the preference will be for people who come from that immediate neighborhood and immediately surrounding neighborhoods.
These homeless New Yorkers will be able to stay close to their jobs, schools, places of worship. The mayor says that will help them get back on their feet faster. But on Rogers Avenue, where this new shelter will open, residents like Clover Taylor exemplify some of the obstacles the mayor will have to overcome.
Kind of degrade the neighborhood a little bit, you know. They should maybe take it somewhere else, you know, because it's like mostly residential areas around here. Further down, you know, like down in Bushwick.
This particular zip code in Crown Heights has one of the lowest shelter concentrations in the city. According to data obtained under the state Freedom of Information law, just 17 apartments for homeless families. But many residents don't think the city should put more shelters here. Mark Winbrone and Lisselle Parkinson study and work at Medgar Evers College, around the corner from the new shelter.
They're taking them back to the neighborhoods they kicked them out of because of gentrification, and you're bringing them back here almost to tease them, say, na, 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 na.
So at the end of the day, it's going to filter into somebody's neighborhood. The question is, why does it have to be the lower income neighborhoods? That's, in my opinion, that's the big question. Why can't they go out to Maspeth?
80 homeless people live in the zip code that covers Maspeth, Queens. The reason why more homeless people can't go there is that residents organized against a proposed shelter last year, and the city backed down. The mayor says he won't be backing down anymore. Another shelter for 100 older men will open this month in northern Crown Heights, another zip code with a small number of shelters. Robert Cornegy represents this area in the city council.
We are not a NIMBY community.
But Cornegy says he already has 15 shelters in his council district, and he doesn't want more.
So the first concern for residents there and in a rapidly gentrifying community is the negative impact potentially it could have on their property values. The other concerns range from the very obvious, the impact on essential services such as water pressure, all the way to the fact that the shelter is supposed to provide 40 jobs, and what will that mean to an already overburdened parking situation?
The mayor says the new shelters will replace the hotels and private apartments that they're using now to handle the overflow in the crowded system. He says that'll make it easier on communities that have a disproportionately large number of those types of housing. But our analysis shows that it won't work in the neighborhoods that have the largest share. The zip code with the highest concentration of homeless is in East Harlem, which has more than 1,200 units, including a group of large shelters on Ward's Island, mostly beds for single men. Diane Collier chairs Community Board 11, which covers the area.
That is extremely frustrating to our community. We were told a couple of years back that each day 700 people are dropped off into our community from Ward's Island. And then that expands the community beyond the stretch of anybody's imagination.
The next four zip codes with the highest concentration of shelters are in Midtown East, home to the sprawling Bellevue Men's Shelter, the Central and South Bronx, and Jamaica, Queens. In all of those areas, except in Jamaica, the majority of the homeless live in standard shelters. And there are no plans, as Collier knows, to shut them down.
The question is, how do they close down the current ones that are in our community? Because we have taken on the burdens of other communities. And I think that's where it's going to be difficult.
And that's why she isn't too optimistic about the future. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ivorak.
To find out how many homeless people live in your zip code and in what kinds of shelters, visit our website, wnyc.org.